prison. And on my mama's mama, I hope that nothing's different.
Let's take a trip to the place that burns me.
And welcome back to ROJS Radio Live, again with your hosts, Monica R.W. and Autumn S. And so what we're going to do right now is, just like we were talking about in our first segment, we are getting ready to welcome Anne-Marie. She is the owner of CareerFuel.net. I am so excited to have her on. Anne-Marie McLaughlin, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing her last name correctly, is a former marketing executive with Procter & Gamble and Johnson & Johnson, and a consultant to several Fortune 100 companies. Today, as the founder of CareerFuel.net, she is a social entrepreneur who connects people with the information and inspiration they need to get jobs and to start businesses. And again, I can't say enough about the site. I'm going to tell you again, after this interview, you have got to go to the site. It's a wealth of information that's there, literally. So let's go ahead and get ready to welcome Anne-Marie onto ROJS Radio Live today. This is Monica R.W. and Autumn S. Hello, this is Monica R.W. and Autumn S. Hello, this is Monica and Autumn.
Hello, Monica. It's Anne-Marie. Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can. How are you?
Great, thanks. How are you today?
I'm doing excellent, and Autumn's here also.
Excellent.
Yes, thank
okay.
you for joining us.
Happy to.
Yeah. Well, Anne-Marie, I always like to start. I know I've, in the first segment we have talked about just briefly your site and the wealth of information that's offered at CareerFuel.net. Could you just give a brief overview, basically maybe an expanded overview of yourself and also your business?
Sure. Well, I am the founder and CEO of CareerFuel. CareerFuel is a relatively new company that launched in February of this year. And it's designed to help solve the jobs crisis. We offer something that doesn't exist anywhere else, which is a place where people can go to and get basically the skinny on both how to get a job or how to start a business, because we don't have enough jobs for people. So many people who are currently either underemployed or unemployed are probably going to have to become self-employed to survive this economic situation. So we have done the work to give them precisely what they need to know. It is updated on a weekly basis as new content that is helpful and relevant becomes available. And in addition to that, we create original content. I blog every week, and we do original videos, and both are designed to give people inspiration because the challenge of finding a job or starting a business is one of both getting to the right information as well as being inspired to believe that you can get it done.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, for sure. And I guess that's why we were so excited to have you on and come on for this three-part series because, again, I firmly believe, and ROJS Radio firmly believes, as you said, that, number one, how many people in the United States, but yet and still there is a limited number of jobs. And so one of the ways that we are actually going to solve our job crisis here inside of America is by expanding entrepreneurial opportunities. I really do believe this for people that may have a hobby that they can turn into a business, that they can turn into a successful business, that they can make a profit off of, and maybe even mentor others. And I love the fact that CareerFuel.net, look at one of your mantras is that you're America's mentor, and I just think that's excellent.
Well, and Monica, you're a fine example because based on what I read on your site, you were hit by this economic crisis back in 2008, became unemployed, and started this business as a result of that.
Yeah.
So you are, you know, great inspiration to the very people who we are trying to reach and your audience.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Now, I know today on our segment, we're going to be talking about using effective social media activities to find your next job opportunity. So basically, the first question that I have is what they say that there is a hidden job market. What is that describing?
The hidden job market is all about the jobs that never find their way to a job board like Indeed or Simply Hired or Monster or a local newspaper in their classifieds. If you think about how we find people, whether they are interns or a painter or a part-time teacher, whatever it is, we turn to the people we know, and oftentimes that does the job for us. So that when we refer to the hidden job market, we're talking about the, you know, estimated 70% of jobs that you will never have access to because they have never been posted anywhere. They truly happened as a result of word of mouth.
Okay. So when you say that, one thing I would like to kind of just ask you is that they're not advertised. So is social media is one of the ways that maybe these hidden jobs get out to the masses? Is that one of the effective ways?
Absolutely. I mean, think about you perhaps belong to local email groups. You know, let's suppose tomorrow you need a babysitter or you need a painter or, oh, my gosh, you know, water is all over my floor, my water heater went, and you need a recommendation for a plumber. You might hop online and email a bunch of your local friends or family or what have you. That's social media. Maybe you hop on Facebook and you put something out to, you know, your Facebook crowd and say, oh, help. And so every time you do things like that, you are accessing, you are network, you are using your network, your social world, to accomplish an objective, and that's social media.
Okay. All right. Now, I have heard about things as like being categorized as a push and pull, especially into like trying to find a new career or trying to find different opportunities or starting an entrepreneurial opportunity. Can you explain what that means?
Sure. And that's a very good question, by the way. The way to think about social media, first of all, is that it is an opportunity for you as either the job seeker or the person starting a business. Because what social media does is it opens up your world in two ways. It allows you to pull people into your world who could be helpful. It gives you platforms, whether it is Facebook or it is LinkedIn or it is Twitter, that allow you to see more people. So if you think about, you know, I'm old enough that, you know, my world when I started working was pre the internet, which means that basically when I wanted to do something, maybe when I was looking to leave Procter & Gamble and go to another company, I was limited to the world, my kind of little microcosm of where I lived, and because we didn't really have email and we didn't have all these platforms. Now, by being on those platforms, not only is it easier for me to stay connected to people, people maybe from my childhood, people that I have met at jobs along the way, people I met while, you know, traveling maybe in Mexico, whatever it is, but many of those networks allow me to see their friends. So let's suppose for a moment that I am looking for a job as a teacher in Seattle because I've either loved Seattle or maybe my spouse or significant other is moving there. I can now hop on those platforms and see who in my world and my friends and family's world maybe lives in Seattle, maybe even is in teaching, and I can reach out to that person and get really solid guidance. That wasn't possible when I was starting out.
So
this allows you to create what we call a huge social graph. It allows you to create tentacles that go far beyond your little being myself, my world as well, your little house, your community in which you live. That's the pull part. That's pulling in people who could be helpful to you. The push part is that social media allows me to push out or send messaging that makes it easier to find me. So, like, for instance, you, Monica, are easier to find now that you have started the station, because
right.
you put lots of content out there. So if I Google your name, lots of stuff is going to come up. Well, the same is true for anyone. You know, if my neighbor across the street who is a fireman wants to be found, he can create content. He can blog. He could do radio interviews. He could write articles for the local newspaper. He could comment on things that are in a national newspaper. And all of that stuff goes into the Google black box, if you will, and allows him to be found more easily and in a really credible way.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I love how you talked about basically, you know, how people can find you. It was recently, it was we had a class reunion about like 3 years ago. And it was amazing when we put the class reunion on Facebook and basically kind of just got that out among the small group at that point in time that was kind of organizing the class reunion, how much it expanded within a week.
Right.
Seriously. There were some people that you never even, you know, you haven't seen since high school for real, that, you know, we were able to connect them with and things of that nature. So, yes, social media is a powerful tool,
right,
especially for finding out information. Now, my question is, just say I'm trying to get started. Not everyone is familiar with social media, even though we may think so, you know, because we're very engaged in it. It's a lot of still of today's society that is not engaged inside of social media. They wouldn't know Twitter from Tumblr.
Right.
So with that, if someone was looking to get started in social media in order to find their next job opportunity, what suggestions would you say to do so?
Okay. Well, you're right. It is both unfamiliar and, frankly, scary to many, both of which I appreciate and understand. What I would tell people is start small. Kind of put your toe in the water and get started. And the first and most important thing that people should do is Google their name, and this is something you should do on a regular basis. Find out what's already out there about you. Because employers are saying that two-thirds of employers are saying that they are going online and doing these sorts of checks about candidates that they are considering as part of the hiring process. So just like you want to know what your credit score is, definitely you want to know what they can find about you on Google or Bing or any of the search engines. So first, see what's out there, okay? If there's stuff that you think they're not going to like, get it off your Facebook if you are doing social media and what have you. But for most people, there probably isn't anything. That's actually good. That's what you want if you're just starting out. You've got, you know, sort of an open slate, and you have an opportunity now to start filling it. I would also recommend that people create a Google Alert about themselves. Google allows you to basically set up, it's called Google Alert, a system whereby any time something appears on the web with your name in it, they send you an email that says, oh, by the way, this just appeared, and they show you exactly where it appeared.
Okay.
So when you post this podcast, for instance, I will get a Google alert that says, ROGJS just posted a podcast. And, of course, I will expect that because I'm...
Mm-hmm.
So that's the second thing I would do. And then, as we just talked a second ago, I would start thinking about content that you want Google to find and associate with your name. So that's where going into LinkedIn and creating a profile, going into Twitter and creating a profile, going on some of the platforms that Facebook are connected to Facebook makes sense.
Right.
And we can talk specific, you know, in detail about each of those if you would like. But once you do that, once you create these profiles, you will now be found on Google and Bing and what have you. And you'll be found in a way that you're happy with because you created that content.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And I'm glad that you opened up the discussion about the differences, maybe as we can more detail, between LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook, because all of them, even though they all are social media, they're used for different purposes, really. Honestly, they have different the criteria that you can use them for. Like Twitter, you can only use 140 characters. You know, LinkedIn is a more professional network. You know, Facebook, I would say, is a more definitely down-to-earth social media network. But all of them can be used in unique ways in order to find your next job opportunity. Could you speak on that?
Sure, absolutely. I think that the thing that people need to realize is that the good news is that there are more ways to get jobs, but that's also the bad news because you don't know where you're going to find that job. You know, the days of opening up your local newspaper and checking the job postings are gone.
Yep.
Now there are about 15 different ways in which people find jobs, and you basically have to have a presence in all of them in order to maximize your chances. I would begin with LinkedIn. I think LinkedIn, just to your point, is the vehicle that is used most often for people who are either looking for a job, looking to change a job, or looking to hire people. So people should start by going on LinkedIn. Their functionality, you know, their software is very easy to follow. They should create a profile for themselves. Essentially, they're creating an online resume. You should think of LinkedIn basically as a online directory. So where we used to, again, I'm old enough that mm-hmm. I used to have a Rolodex, you know, on my desk, you know, of, oh, this person and then everything I needed to know about them. That's how you should think about LinkedIn. I can get a quick download on you, for instance, or anyone else who suddenly who introduces themselves to me. In seconds, I can find out, you know, what I need to know to have a more productive conversation.
Uh-huh.
So create that profile. Make certain you use a photo because the photo dramatically increases your likelihood of being noticed because of their algorithms.
Yeah.
And use words in your profile that employers are going to be looking for. So if you, for instance, are you know, a programmer and you do HTML, you want to put language that is that specific in your profile because that's precisely what employers will be searching for.
Definitely.
So that's the, you know, so LinkedIn, I would say, is number one. Go and create that profile and do it in the ways that I just suggested. LinkedIn will now, and join groups, because very often employers are not using job boards anymore. They're not using recruiters. They are just posting positions on LinkedIn and usually in a group. So one person that I did a blog on, she's in the finance world, she was using recruiters, she was using, you know, a myriad of avenues to find her job. In the end, the job that she's in today came from a job listing that was in a group in LinkedIn, and it's a lot of work to slog through it, I'll be honest, but she was faithfully reading the discussion threads, and she saw this job opening. And in 2 months' time, she went from seeing it to starting on the job.
Mm. Okay. Wow. That's pretty impressive.
It is really impressive. There's big pay out there. But it's like anything else. You just have to put the time and effort in. But if you do, I'm telling you, there's work to be had. There are jobs to get.
Right. And what about Twitter and Facebook? Because I know, especially with Facebook, really more so, you have to be very careful in regards to how your Facebook represents you. And then Twitter, you know, you have the 140 characters. So could you describe both of those?
Sure. The value in Twitter, as I see it, is Twitter is an opportunity for you to be seen as someone who's knowledgeable in your field. So Twitter there are jobs, in fact, listed on Twitter, it's more about a sharing environment, meaning I am here to learn more about the profession that I'm in. Let's say I'm a teacher of chemistry, so I want to learn about basically the latest teaching techniques there, the latest maybe textbooks or online resources, whatever it is that are going to be useful to me in the classroom. Or maybe I have issues with some of my students, and I can use it as a way to learn from other colleagues.
Right.
So it's a way of being able to see other people's perspectives, but also you want to contribute. So to the extent that you find articles that were helpful to you in your space, you post them. You comment. You offer yourself up as someone who, you know, could be add value. So the way to think about a Twitter is it's sort of an 80-20 rule. You want 80% of your communication on Twitter to be giving and only 20% to be about getting something out of it.
Okay.
Because, again, you're trying to be seen at a high, you know, sort of a 10,000-foot level as someone who is an opinion leader or an expert.
Okay.
But having said that, you know, I was at an Apple store one of the people working there was helping me with one of my products. And long story short, he wanted to work in animation. He had just finished getting his master's. He posted something on Twitter that basically said, looking for a job in animation. A firm in London noticed that and emailed him or Twittered back to him and said, we are about to create a New York presence. Stay tuned. And he actually now works for that New York firm. So there are people, yeah, there are people getting jobs as a result of Twitter. But you have to be kind of patient, and you have to be a little more savvy, to be honest, than you do with LinkedIn and some of the others.
Okay. And then Facebook, like, I want to make sure that you talked about branch out and things of that nature, but go ahead.
Branch out, you're not using Facebook per se as your way to get a job. You're using this app called Branch Out. And what Branch Out allows you to do is, let's suppose you wanted to go work for Johnson & Johnson. You could put in the name Johnson & Johnson using this Branch Out app, and if you're an active user of Facebook, it will show you whether or not anyone who's in your Facebook world or in those people's Facebook world. So let's say your Aunt Mary is one of your Facebook friends, and your Aunt Mary has someone in her circle who works for J&J, that's going to come up. So now, as a result of using this app, you can reach out to Aunt Mary and say, hey, I noticed that you have a friend named Susie, and Susie works for J&J. I'm considering working for J&J. Would you mind making an introduction so that I can learn more about J&J and maybe even about this particular opportunity? That's great value. That gives you insight that you can potentially use to get to the job for an interview and talk more credibly in the interview about the company and its environment because you're getting it on the inside.
Yeah, wow, that's definitely unique. And I know that Branch House is fairly new to Facebook. Yeah, within the last year. So, wow, that is awesome.
Yep.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Then the last thing I would say is don't overlook professional networks.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a union member, reach out to make certain you're participating in various union organizations locally and nationally. In my case, I'm a marketing professional, so I belong to Marketing Executives Networking Group, otherwise known as MENG. Those organizations, taking us back to where we started, which is the hidden job market, on MENG, we post jobs just to our individual members, meaning our 3,000 members, before they ever get handed off to a recruiter or otherwise. And so, again, we have early access to jobs, which increases our chances of being considered for the job. And also, we can use that our network to talk to one another once again about what's it like to work at a certain company. Do you know anyone at that company? Do you think I'd be a fit in that company? So make certain that you are identifying professional organizations in your profession, joining them, and participating in them. Many of them have local meetings these days. It's really important to get out of the house. It's really important to connect with people in person. You can get so much more out of it. But remember to give, too. This is not a one-way street. It's got to be a virtual circle. You are giving and getting.
Right, yeah, and don't forget to thank people that may have helped you, you know, network into your next position. That would be very important to do, right?
Absolutely. So just like if when you embarked on your job search, you must tell everyone that because people won't be helping you if they don't know that you're looking for help. The same thing at the end, you really, really, really must thank all those who helped you and then put the offer out there, if I can be helpful to you or anyone else. Please, I want to do so. Give back as part of the experience.
Well, wow. I mean, I think we have learned, Autumn, I'm sure you may come in also, a wealth of information in the last.
Yeah, I've been actually doing some of the things she discussed while we were talking with her is I, like, Googled my name. And there's some cool stuff about me that I didn't even know. It's like, wow, I was Miss America? No. And it's just it's just kind of funny because I have a very common last name, Smith. And so it's just really cool. But it's very interesting how the different platforms work to serve you in a different way if you use them appropriately. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, and we're so looking forward to you coming back next first Sunday of the month in order to talk about our next part of this series, which is how to finance a startup business and how that newly enacted Jobs Act will help. I am so I am so excited about that. I'm so excited about all of the series. I'm really excited about this is because a lot of people, Anne-Marie, they have ideas, but they have no funds in order mm-hmm. to even try and start the idea and don't know how they're going to get the funds to do it.
Correct. Yep.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much. And could you please, before you leave today, give more information where people can contact you if they want to contact your business for more information?
Sure. We can be found at www.careerfuel.net. That's career, FUEL.net. Okay. And we hope you'll check us out and give us feedback. We love to hear from our users.
Okay. And do you have a Twitter also?
Yes, we are. Our hashtag is @CareerFuel.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Anne-Marie.
And if you wouldn't mind liking us on Facebook, too, that would be great. You'll find our Facebook button on our homepage.
Okay. All right. Yep, definitely. Make sure that you like CareerFuel.net on Facebook. I am going to be looking for all our friends and our Facebook fans to do that before the show.
All right.
Well, thank you, Anne-Marie. Thanks for
thank
coming
you.
Today.
Thank you.
Have a great Sunday.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, I know I learned a wealth of information there, Autumn. I don't know, you know, I mean, I know you said you learned a wealth of information. I'm going to have to Google myself, too.
Yeah, I Googled myself, and I think it's really interesting because my only concern is, like I said, with somebody like me, with a common last name is I want to make sure that the employer would vet and stuff because I don't want anybody to think I was Miss America when I Googled my name and that popped up. So it is. It's really interesting some of the stuff that comes up. But I did find some stuff about me in a quick Google search, some things, and it was really kind of cool. It was like, wow, you know, there is this Google black box out there, and it's got my information in it.
Yeah, and I love how she was talking about how all the social networks, because you hear, you know, join Twitter, join Facebook, join LinkedIn, but you don't really know what you're going to get out of joining Facebook, joining Twitter, joining LinkedIn. She actually describes how all of them uniquely work in different ways in order to help you find your next job opportunity. I would tell our listeners, if you missed the first part of our series of basically finding your passion in the 21st century with Anne-Marie of CareerFuel.net, I would instruct you to, first of all, download this episode when we finish our OJS radio at 1 o'clock. And number one, if you know anyone that's looking for a job, share this episode with them. It's going to be so important because, like, I'll be honest, I had to learn Twitter.
I still am learning Twitter. I am not like a Twitter. And I always thought that a lot of the social media was very repetitive. I was like, well, I have a Facebook. Why do I need a Twitter?
Exactly.
I have a Facebook and a Twitter. You know, I used to have a MySpace. Why do I need a Facebook? You know, and so it's like, is this like social media overload? But then when you learn how to appropriately use each platform in a manner that benefits you and what you're looking for, then you find out and you can see the differences. And, oh, Twitter helps me do this to where Facebook helps me do this. And so it is. It's really interesting they get the breakdown to understand how to appropriately use the right social media platform for what it is you're looking for.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, I will tell you again, make sure that you tune in to the next part of this series, Finding Your Passion in the 21st Century. Again, that's going to be on June 3rd. Again, that's on June 3rd here at ROJS Radio at 11:15 p.m., but ROJS Radio starts at 11 o'clock a.m. Did I say p.m.? I did say p.m. 11:15 a.m. ROJS Radio starts each Saturday and Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Anne-Marie will be coming on that day, that Sunday, June 3rd at 11:15 a.m., but you need to make sure that you be here. Be here for this series and be here on ROJS Radio each Saturday and Sunday. We make sure that we try and get you the best information out there, and especially for people that's looking for employment. As you know, Autumn, in my heart, I always have a big heart for the 99ers, people that have basically ran out of unemployment benefits and basically are still looking for an opportunity, and also people that are long-term unemployed. So hopefully this series will definitely be able to help those individuals.